Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Armed groups continue to destabilize Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC. That's why the United States urges Congolese authorities to leverage all tools, including the United Nations peacekeeping force in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or MINUSCO, to protect their people and their country's territorial integrity, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. Right now, MINUSCO remains well-positioned to do what peacekeeping missions do best, create space for peace processes, and protect civilians in the meantime, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
Over the next year, the mission will continue to play an important role supporting the Luanda process, including the now operational reinforced ad hoc verification mechanism and diplomatic talks between Rwanda and the DRC, both enabled by Angola's strong leadership.
We urge all parties to honor the ceasefire and direct their aligned armed groups to do the same, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. The March 23 Movement, or M23, is a Congolese rebel military group. Based in eastern areas of the DRC, M23 has recently violated the ceasefire agreement. This must stop, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
Rwanda and the DRC agreed on what is required. The DRC must take action against the FDLR and cease its support to that group. Rwanda must withdraw its more than 4,000 troops from DRC territory and cease its support for M23. In addition, MINUSCO must be allowed to implement its mandate.
Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield called on Rwanda to immediately remove its surface-to-air missile systems from North Kivu and cease GPS signal interference, which have effectively grounded MINUSCO air operations. Moreover, MINUSCO personnel must be able to operate without threats from M23, which limit the mission's movement, troop rotations, and resupply. While MINUSCO continues its essential operations, including life-saving efforts to protect civilians in Ituri, the mission must also continue on the path toward a sustainable and responsible withdrawal, urged Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
We commend MINUSCO and the DRC government for their work to revise withdrawal planning so that it better reflects conditions on the ground, especially with regard to risks to civilians.
The progress made toward peace through the Luanda process, supported by MINUSCO, presents an opportunity to end this crisis once and for all, and the widespread suffering it has caused.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.